Sam knows more about kind of comparative stuff on other species' capacity to make music. There was kind of, especially even here at Harvard, there was kind of a while where people studied the musical abilities of primates and like, how do they respond? There's a kind of cool, fun study done by, it was done by someone who was previously a PhD student at Harvard that tested whether birds kind of can respond to rhythm by looking at YouTube videos. So there's,
Yeah, so it's Adina Shackner's work.
who's currently at San Diego,
Yeah, UCSD.
and so there's a big world of literature. Sam can maybe talk about more of that.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's definitely an interesting area. There's one set of questions that's like, are the specific abilities that humans have that are required for various bits of music? So, like, synchronization to a beat or, like the ability to transpose pitches, so relative pitch versus absolute pitch. There's questions about whether those exist in other animals. So the beat synchronization stuff that was done here with Adina Shackner and then also with Ani Patel, who's at Tufts, are examples of that. There's also kind of what I would describe as a bit weaker work that's just generally comparing it like things you hear in other species that seem kind of musicky, comparing those to humans. And those lines of work I think are a bit harder to interpret, or maybe, at best they're hard to interpret, and at worst they don't tell us anything about music. So there's one really interesting study from Ani Patel's group that kind of makes the point that I just said, which is they have shown at least in at least one songbird species that what sounds to us like melodies, that groups of pitches that are kind of nice, basically sound to birds like nothing. Like they basically they don't, or they, it's not that they sound like nothing, but it doesn't sound they, like birds hear these groups of pitches without hearing any pitch. Actually, they recognize these melodies on the basis of their spectral patterns, not on the basis of their pitches. So if you take a melody that comes from like a thing similar to what one of these songbirds would produce the way we hear it, and you play it back to them and transpose it up or down a little bit, they don't recognize it at all. If you play them the same melody that they recognize and you take away all pitch information, you run it through a vocoder, so you basically remove what we would use to hear it, and it ends up sounding, rather than like la 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 la, it sounds like or something like that, right? They recognize that as the melody. And they're like, oh yeah, totally, that's the thing I was pecking to, right? So I mean, we don't know yet if this generalizes to other birds. It's only one study, it's a really cool study, it's really beautifully done. But like, if that is true of many species of birds, it's just like, okay, bird song has nothing to do with music the way, the way we deal with it with humans. So we don't know yet for sure, but it's definitely kind of a thorn in the like, let's compare bird song to music line of research. And there's also a ton of bird song research that basically makes lots of comparisons to language, and those are highly replicable findings that, so like the babbling young birds compared to babbling of young human infants, as like in the line of, language acquisition research that's really important in human work. That stuff is like very clear links between language and bird song. It's almost as if like song is kind of a misnomer for what the birds are doing. If you believe all the stuff that I'm saying, which is not to say that everybody believes that. There's lots of people who don't. So, but anyway, yeah. So I guess all of this is to say the comparative work is really interesting. Some of it is really easy to interpret and really interesting in the like, what are the abilities underlying music and are those uniquely human or not? So the cockatoo dancing stuff and the YouTube studies of lots of birds dancing and lots of vocal mimicking species doing synchronous actions to beats, those kinds of things I think are going to tell us much more about music than the other kind of more coarse comparisons across species.